The Gemara Masech, the Kedushin, Daf Chaf Beis on the Beis, teaches us V'gishay al-Adelas. The Torah Kedusha says, in order to do the procedure of Ritzia, we bring the Eved Ivri al-Adelas. Shemeani, if we read the Pasuk simply, it would seem that we could do this procedure, Bein Akura, whether if the door is disconnected from the hinges, from the doorway, it's laying on the floor. Bein she'en akura, whether it's in its place. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says, El delas el hamezuzah. The pasuk doesn't just speak about the door. The pasuk speaks about the mezuzah, the doorway as well. To teach us, huk should delas lemezuzah. The Torah is connecting the delos to the mezuzah. Ma mezuzah umed. A doorway means a standing doorway. Af delos namim umed. A delos also has to be. A delos is only considered a delos when it's standing. This Gemara is cited by the Noi de Behuda. The Shalos Tshuvas Noi de Behuda Tinyana Madura Tinyana. Shaila Yerideya, Shaila Kuf Pei Dalad. The Noi de Behuda discusses a question when you have a flat doorway. Sometimes you see in front of a store, the entrance to the basement is just like two pieces of metal flat on the floor, on the street. You open them up and you go down steps. Or sometimes you'll have such a situation when you're going to an upper floor. A horizontal doorway. And the question is a horizontal doorway mechuyev in mezuzah or not? So at first glance, and the Noi de Behuda quotes this Gemara, it's a Gemara, this question it seems, is a Gemara Masechta Menachos. The Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amin Aleph, which is actually the sugya of Hilchas Mezuzah, discusses lul ha-pesuach min abayis l'aliyah. In the case of a stairwell that is open from the ground floor to the second floor. Again, where you have a doorway between the two floors, and there's a stairway going from the ground floor to the upper floor. And you have, they would enclose the stairway with walls so that the second floor occupants cannot enter the ground floor without permission. And similarly, Rashi explains, the occupants of the second floor would on their level enclose the hatchway level with walls containing a doorway, so the occupants of the ground floor cannot be able to enter the second floor without permission. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, אם יש לו פסח אחד חייב במזוזה אחס, אם יש לו שני פסחים חייב בשתי מזוזות. So the Noi de Behuda says that what is happening over there is because there's walls encircling that hatchet way, that's why it's chayev mezuzah. But the doorway itself is not chayev mezuzah, because it's a horizontal doorway. And then the Noi de Behuda quotes our Gemara. The Gemara here says, "Ma," as we just read a few moments ago, "Ma mezuzah mu'umid af delas mu'umid." From here we see that the halach is that the mezuzah has to be standing. If it's not standing, it's not considered a mezuzah. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yoridea, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Katan Aleph, indeed quotes this Noi de Behuda, and the same the Aruch HaShulchan in Yoridea Simen Resh Pei Zayin Sif Aleph paskins like the Noi de Behuda, as does the Chaya Adam. However, there's a tshuva from the Michas Alozer in Chelik Aleph Simen Lamed Vov that discusses this very question and quotes, of course, the Noida Yehuda. And actually, the Michas Alozer makes a very interesting observation. He says, and I always had this question, when you look at the Gemara in Masechta Menachos that we quoted, it seems that that Gemara is clearly teaching us exactly what the Noida Yehuda is saying, that a horizontal doorway is not obligated in the mezuzah. What does the Noida Yehuda have to bring our Gemara also as a raya? So the Michas Elazar says, because the case of the Gemara in Masechta Menachos is because it's a very unique situation where people are building walls and enclosing the entire entranceway. And therefore, it cannot be a raya at all to our discussion where it's a doorway, but it's just flat, and there's no other extensions to take into consideration. But then, so he wants to say, the Noida Yehuda, as we just said, says that only if it's standing, it's considered a doorway. If it's flat, it's not a doorway. But then he says, we know that in Simen Resh Pei Tes, in Hilchas Mezuzah, there's a very big machloikus. How should you put the mezuzah on the door? Should you put it? It's a machloikus rishonim. It's machloikus Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi's opinion is that the mezuzah should be standing, should be put on the doorway upright, at b'zakifa. And Rabbeinu Tam says that the mezuzah should be put flat. So says the Ramah, that what we should do is put the mezuzah slanted. Says the Michas Elazar, from here we see that standing does not necessarily mean standing. Because we see over there that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that we could put it slanty, then, and it still be considered like it's standing. And he goes on to explain. Because really we paskin, like Rashi, that the halacha is that the mezuzah is supposed to be upright. It's only because we also want to fulfill the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. So that's why we put it on a slanty fashion. But if slanty is not considered standing at all, standing, as the Noida Yehuda wants to say, means mamish standing, so what have I accomplished by putting it up slanty? If anything, I have accomplished nothing, because I don't have not Rashi and not the Rabbeinu Tam. Then he wants to say it may not be a compelling raya, because it could be that the Gemara specifically says that that's mutter. But then he brings another raya. We know the pasuk says by the dream of Yaakov Avinu, v'hinei sula mutzav arza v'roisha magia shemaima. Now he says we know the ladders are always put up slanty. Yet what does the pasuk call it? Roisha mutzav arza. The pasuk calls that ladder mutzav, standing. So again, we see that something that's slanting is still considered standing. He does want to suggest that maybe the halacha of mutzav and the halacha of amida are not exact same. La halacha lemaisa, he therefore says, he agrees that a horizontal doorway, one does not put a mezuzah, but if the doorway is slanty, he holds you should put a mezuzah. And what l'chatchila you should do, he says, is try to find another doorway that has a chi of bracha, and put the make the bracha on that doorway, and also have in mind this doorway. What is going to be the halacha if you don't have another doorway on which to make the bracha? He says, in such a situation, he really is not that clear, and he seems to say that you should put it up even with a bracha. The way the Das Kedoshim paskins, that you should put the mezuzah up without a bracha on a slanty doorway. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, however, points out that even though we're having a discussion here, if a doorway that's horizontal, or as we just discussed, a doorway that's slanty, is it considered a doorway as far as Hilchos Mezuzah is concerned, says Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, that as far as Hilchos Rishuyos are concerned, we know that if there's something that has a bad odor or something like that in one room, and that room is open to another room, then you may not be allowed to say Krishna not only in the room where that item exists, that object exists, but even in the other room. Says Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, but what would happen if you have a doorway which is slanty or horizontal, separating two places? He says, even though we're having a discussion here as far as Hilchos Mezuzah is concerned, is that considered a doorway or not? As far as making it into two separate areas, it certainly will be considered two separate areas.